Yourself.
Well, you don't have any clothes on.
Tell me about him. I just walked 10 blocks. I got a belly button full of tweed.
Well, what the hell happened?
In the middle of bingo, Maury Heseltine sits down. He's the big practical joker at the center. Believe me, Howie Mandel is funnier. Anyway, he tells me to sniff his carnation for good luck. I take one whiff. And bingo.
Ah, he squirted your dress with ink.
Actually, it was Del Monte prune juice. It's free at the center. It's a come on. They make their real money on the pad of toilet seat rentals.
So what happened to your clothes?
Maury took them to have them clean. Oh. Dorothy, I still can't believe it happened. I've never been so humiliated.
Ma, honey, there's no reason for you to be embarrassed. He plays tricks on everybody.
I'm talking about on my way home. My belt came loose in front of a construction site. Nobody whistled and two guys went home sick. Hi, girls.
Oh, hi, Rose.
Sophia, what are you doing with that heavy coat on inside the house?
Oh. You tell me, Rose.
Ah. Dorothy, was Sophia naked just now, or does her dress really need ironing?
Dorothy, Rose, you all remember Laszlo?
Of course, Laszlo, the artist from your museum. Oh, we really enjoyed your lecture on modern sculpture.
I didn't think anyone was paying attention.
Oh, we sure were. Especially Dorothy. She even talked about taking up sculpting.
Really,
Dorothy? Oh, no, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You said you'd like to help him mold his clay or buff his marble anytime.
Rose, you're such a kidder.
He is gorgeous, isn't he, girl? There's not a woman at the museum who hasn't been after him from the day he arrived.
Oh, women can be so silly. They think because you are an artist, you must also be a great lover. They think because you are a master in the studio, you must also be a master in the bedroom. They think because you can work a piece of clay into a piece of beautiful art, you can also work a woman's body into fits of ecstasy and passion and total screaming abandon.
Would anybody else like something cold to drink?
I would.
Blanche, I really should be going, you know.
Oh, all right, Laszlo. Thank you again for the ride home.
It was my pleasure. Goodbye, Blanche. Goodbye, Dorothy. Goodbye, Rose. Goodbye, Blanche, again. It was my pleasure, ladies. Goodbye.
Laszlo, I'll see you tomorrow.
Indeed.
That sure sounded as if you and Laszlo have something going.
Maybe.
You're not telling us?
Oh, all right, all right. You twisted my arm. Girls, Laszlo's asked me to pose for one of his sculptures.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. Look here. He gave me the key to his building. Oh. I have my first session with him tomorrow morning.
Wow.
Yeah, well, he says he's always wanted to do a piece on the mature woman, and he thinks I'm just perfect for it. And the best part is, he's going to have it displayed at his big show at the museum.
Mitch, I can't believe you're actually going through with this.
Well, of course I am, Rose. Laszlo is a world-famous sculptor. This is my opportunity to be immortalized forever in a classic work of art.
That's exactly what she said when that shoe salesman took Polaroids of her in the back seat of his Volare.
Good morning, Pussycat. I just poured you a nice glass of orange juice.
Ah, thank you. It was very nice of you.
Is this a dribble glass?
Yeah. It works better when all that pulp doesn't clog up the dribble hole.
Well, why did you do this?
Maury Heseltine. He won't quit with the practical jokes. I decide I'm going to give him a taste of his own medicine.
Do I look like Maury Heseltine?
A little around the eyebrows. But that's not the point. I've got to make sure I have the perfect gag before I spring it on him. Oh, I'm sorry, pussycat. No hard feelings?
Oh, okay, Ma. No hard feelings.
You know, I could really get tired of this.
Good morning, girls. Dorothy, you're a mess.
No, I just spilled orange juice on myself.
Oh, really? I didn't notice that.
Pour Blanche some orange juice, Ma.
Yeah, I could use some of that. I think I might be coming down with a cold.
Well, it doesn't come as a surprise. I mean, you've spent every afternoon this week standing stark naked in a cold, windy studio.
Oh, I didn't catch cold at Laszlo's studio, Dorothy. Laszlo keeps me too warm for that. Too warm and too tingly. Warm and too tingly and too hot.
Well, have some juice anyway, Blanche. I'd feel better.
Not that we actually do anything in the studio. Laszlo's been a perfect gentleman so far. I just stand there in front of him in all my luscious nakedness, and somehow he manages to suppress the urge to throw me on the floor and ravish me.
Please, if he throws you on the floor, you'll both end up at the apartment below.
Drink up, Blanche.
That must be him now.
I just have to grip my jacket. We're driving into the museum together.
Morning, Laszlo.
Hi, Laszlo. Come in. Blanche just went to get a jacket.
Thank you, Rose.
You know, we are so excited about what you two are doing. I'm sure it's going to turn out great.
Oh, I wish I was so sure.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm having second thoughts.
About what?
Well, when I met Blanche, I thought she would be the perfect model for the piece I had in mind. You know, sexy, sassy, exciting. Huh? But now I'm thinking, there are other qualities I wish to capture.
Like what?
Innocence, wholesomeness, naivety. I see a woman with a fuller figure, wider hips, wider eyes. Rose.
Laszlo.
Rose, I have to ask you something.
Oh, I know what it is. You're going to ask me to pose for you, too.
No, I'm not.
Oh. Oh, well, I'm so embarrassed.
That's it! That's exactly the quality I want to capture. Oh, take my key, Rose. Come to my studio. We will make a beautiful sculpture together.
But what about Blanche?
Well, I will still see her. And she doesn't have to know about you. How about tomorrow morning at 10?
Oh, that seems so dishonest. I mean, Blanche is a dear friend. It would be a betrayal.
Here I am, Laszlo. Did Rose manage to keep you entertained?
Yes, I find her charming.
Oh, Laszlo, that's what I love about you. You can tell a bald-faced lie and still sound sincere. I forgot my compact. I'll be right back.
Give me that key.
Oh, Dorothy, I'm glad you're home. I was just upstairs poking around in the attic, and look what I found. Your grandmother's antique kaleidoscope. Here, take a look.
Ma, you must really think I'm stupid.
What, we don't have an attic?
I am not falling for this. It's another one of your practical jokes. If I look through that, I'll get charcoal all around my eye.
All right, Dorothy. Fine. Why don't we just call a truce with a nice piece of peanut brittle?
Come on, Ma. The peanut brittle is an even older gag than the kaleidoscope. I'll open the can, snakes will come out. Honey, face it, I am too smart for you. I am not falling for any more of your practical jokes. Except for this whoopee cushion.
Well, you will not believe what happened to me today. I still do not believe it myself, and you won't believe it either.
What, Blanche?
I don't want to talk about it.
Hi, Blanche.
Oh, I am so mad.
Blanche, I can explain.
Explain what? It's got nothing to do with you. It's Laszlo. I just saw some of the sketches he's been doing of me, Rose. He never lets me see them. So today I looked through his things and I found some. They're horrible. The hair's all big and frizzy. The body's all droopy and saggy. The woman in those sketches is a dog.
Blanche.
She's a clown.
Blanche.
She's just a hideous, wrinkled old bag.
Blanche, the woman in those sketches is me.
I know she sounds like you, honey, but she's not.
Yes, she is. Look. Oh, I wanted to tell you about this all week, but I couldn't. I've been posing for Laszlo, too.
Oh, dear Lord, strike me dead right here and now if that man prefers Rosen Island over me.
Blanche, you can't take it personally. Laszlo just decided he wanted someone with more innocence.
With more cellulite is more like it.
Take that back.
I will not.
Yes, you will.
I will not.
You will, too. Girls, girls, girl, what is going on here?
Nothing. Rose just stabbing me in the back.
I did not.
She's been posing for Laszlo, too.
He asked me to.
I sure don't know why. He'd go to SeaWorld if he wanted to see a naked whale.
Artie, you're a bathtub.
Oh, that does it, missy. All right, this means war. We'll both keep going. We'll just see who he picks for his sculpture.
Fine, it's gonna be me.
No, it's not. It's gonna be me.
Girls, girls, I think I can settle this.
All right, Dorothy, tell her who it's gonna be.
It's going to be me.
Too?
He asked me last Thursday.
Well, I am stunned.
I'm relieved.
Relieved?
Well, sure, the woman you saw in those horrible drawings must have been doing it.
This has got to be one of the worst days in my life. Not one, but two of my best friends just stabbed me right in the back.
Oh, come on, Blanche. Did you really expect us to turn Laszlo down? You said yourself it was a chance to become immortalized in a classic work of art.
Horse pucky. You went for the same reason Rose went, to get your hands on my man.
Blanche, what exactly makes you think he's your man?
Who? Maybe the fact that I found him first?
Who? What about the fact that he dumped you for me?
Who?
Laszlo, Ma.
Who's Laszlo?
A Hungarian artist we've all been posing nude for.
In the future, a simple none-of-your-business Sophia will suffice.
Tell me honestly, Blanche, do you have any reason to believe that Laszlo might be interested in you?
Well, just the fact that on numerous occasions he has referred to me as his greatest artistic inspiration ever, bar none.
Me too.
Me too.
Oh, let's face it, girls. We have no idea which one of us Laszlo wants to use.
Well, I think it's obvious, Dorothy. The man is an artist. He has taste. He cannot help but pick the woman with the most grace, the most style, the most femininity.
He knows which one of us he wants. I mean, he told me that I had something that Blanche didn't have, and he probably told Dorothy she had something that I don't. Maybe now he's back to Blanche.
I think he's been very unfair. We really ought to all stop going, then he'd have no sculpture.
It would serve him right.
Yes, it would.
Well, all right then, girls, let's make a pact. None of us will go back. And we'll seal it by both of you giving me your keys, and I'll keep all three of them safe in my hope chest.
Yeah, and how do we know that you and your hope chest won't keep going?
There's only one thing to do. Go to Laszlo and make him decide once and for all who he wants.
Fine with me.
Fine with me, too.
Let's go.
Everybody going?
We'll be back in an hour. Oh, Ma, why don't you just sit right over here and read your magazine, okay?
Oh, okay.
Don't try to outsmart me, Dorothy. I got the mind of a fox and the butt muscles of Baryshnikov.
Come in.
My Blanche. Hello. Come in.
Oh, you have brought your friends to see my studio. Well, what a pleasant surprise.
Laszlo, we all know.
We figured it all out this afternoon.
So, I am caught at last. Well, what can I say?
Blanche and Rose, get out, Dorothy. It's you I want.
Dorothy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'd never seen him in overalls before.
Laszlo, we came over for you to decide once and for all which one of us you want for your statue.
Rose.
I knew it. It's me. Walk, suckers. He wants me.
Rose, he just wanted to say something to you.
I wanted to say that I would rather not decide at all.
Oh, but Laszlo, you've got to. It's the only way. Otherwise, it'll just end up coming between the three of us. So now tell us, which one of us is it going to be? Dorothy here, or Rose, or a woman whose breasts you once described as perfect champagne glass-sized orbs of dancing loveliness?
Blanche, I did not say that.
Well, you agreed when I said it.
Ladies, let me explain. You know I should have made my choice long ago, but the truth is you each inspired me so well. I wish I could continue seeing you all, but I understand why that is unacceptable. Therefore, my choice will have to be...
Laszlo, before you make your choice, just let me say what a privilege it has been for me to come here and work with a man whom I consider to be the greatest Hungarian sculptor of our time.
Yes, and just let me say that if Blanche can name two other Hungarian sculptors of any time, I shall eat that statue.
Well, what's it going to be, Laszlo? Who do you choose?
None of you.
None of us?
I have enough sketches of each one of you to make my sculpture. When I'm ready to begin, I will make my choice then.
Yeah, but when will we find out?
Only when the work is unveiled at my show. Now, I apologize, but this is how I must work. Now, ladies, I must bid you good day.
Oh, Laszlo, just one more thing. You know that famous Picasso painting, Nude Woman Playing the Violin?
Well, of course.
Well, originally it was called Blanche Playing the Violin. Only it wasn't a violin. You think about that the next time you're standing around with your chisel in your hand. Oh my God, Dorothy, there it is. The statue.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Oh, I just can't wait to hear that crowd gasp when they lift up the sheet and see me there.
I'd think you'd be used to that by now, but...
Hi, girls. Some party, isn't it?
What are you so cheerful about?
Well, why shouldn't I be?
Well, for starters, any minute now, this entire room full of people could be looking at a statue of your nude body.
Nude? The statue's gonna be nude?
What did you think? He'd put it in a rain poncho and a fireman's hat?
Oh, my God.
Hey, Dorothy, can you believe it? $10,000 for this piece of junk.
Oh. Oh, Ma.
You fell for it. This stuff kills me.
Excuse me, man. You'll have to come with me. You just smashed a priceless Lichtenfein.
Oh, no, I must have mixed the two up.
Mom, when are you going to learn that you have to stop with these ridiculous practical jokes?
I can't believe it. She fell for it again. You want to have yachts tattooed on your forehead. Here you go. You are brilliant, Harry.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? This is the moment we've all been waiting for. The unveiling of the latest masterpiece of Mr. Laszlo Gregorian. And so without further ado, off with the sheet.
Oh! Oh! My God, I look gorgeous.
You Blanche, that's me.
The hell it is. Oh.
Girls, be serious. Look at those eyes.
Look at the nose.
Look at the butt. Sophia, you can't see the butt.
Then it sure can't be you.
Oh, this is ridiculous. There's only one way to settle this. Where is Laszlo?
There he is. Laszlo.
Laszlo.
Laszlo. Let me be the first to tell you what a simply stunning piece of art this is.
Thank you, Dorothy.
Now, who the hell is it?
You mean it's not obvious?
Well, not to them.
Well, I see I must explain. You see, in this statue, I wanted to convey strength and character, so I chose Dorothy.
I knew it. I knew it.
Then I dropped her.
Like so many before you.
I decided I needed more sensuality and vitality. So I turned to my sketches of blood.
I knew it.
And then I put them away. I wanted more softness, more sweetness. So I went to my sketches of Rose.
You mean that's me up there?
No.
Well, who is it?
It is all of you. The answer finally came to me. Why not take the best features of each lady to create one perfect lady? That is what you see. You know, it is not hard to understand why you are such good friends. You complement each other very well indeed.
Thank you, Laszlo.
Oh, one more thing, Laszlo. I'd like to ask you a question. By any chance, is there anybody here tonight in whom you might be interested romantically?
Well, as a matter of fact, yes.
Oh, I know it. I know it.
Laszlo. Looks like we're a hit.
I'm sorry, I thought you knew.
How can you blame him? The man looked at the three of you naked for a month.
Morning, Ma.
Dorothy, you'll be glad to know my practical joking days are over.
Ma, that is wonderful.
Yeah, so sit down and have a glass of juice with me.
Okay, I will. Ma, you wouldn't be playing a joke on me with this glass, would you?
Of course not.
Of course not. Because, you know, I know how much fun you have playing practical jokes on people.
Dorothy, I told you it's over. Okay. Drink your juice.
Okay, Ma, I will. Ma, did you leave something burning on the stove?
What? I don't think so.
It was nothing. Well, bottoms up.
Don't ever change, pussycat.